如果您想使用字幕显示功能，请确保已经将本音频与同名听力字幕文件都拷进同一个文件夹内。单元质量评估五。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Lily, come in. It's cold out there. I know you are not really a pet. You are my friend, sort of. I can't let you stay out here in the cold.
Who are you talking with, Jane?
What did you do after you lost your passport?
I went to see the foreign student advisor, and he reported it to the passport office in Washington.
Your pen is cheaper than the one I bought yesterday.
Well, but Mary's is cheaper than mine. I like these shoes, Mom.
Well, I don't. They aren't suitable for work.
Oh, come on, Mom. Many singers wear shoes like these.
Maybe they do, but they don't work on the farm. Let's take these shoes. They're strong.
Don't you think Jack and Peter are telling lies?
It seems likely. It would be hard to write two articles so much alike if one of them wasn't copying from the other.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六至七题。
I have the worst headache.
Are you stressed, darling?
No, I have a toothache, and it's giving me headache.
Maybe you've got a cavity.
I'll probably need to go to the dentist.
And they'll drug you up with Novocaine.
And they'll drill for hours.
And they'll tug and tug.
And pull my tooth out, or fill it with some disgusting metal.
And then you'll bleed, and your mouth will be swollen for days.
My head doesn't hurt so much anymore.
Uh-huh. Scared cat.
I have the worst headache.
Are you stressed, darling?
No, I have a toothache, and it's giving me headache.
Maybe you've got a cavity.
I'll probably need to go to the dentist.
And they'll drug you up with Novocaine.
And they'll drill for hours.
And they'll tug and tug.
And pull my tooth out, or fill it with some disgusting metal.
And then you'll bleed, and your mouth will be swollen for days.
My head doesn't hurt so much anymore.
Uh-huh. Scared cat.
Listen to the seventh material. Answer the eighth to the eleventh question.
I'd like two tickets to Niagara Falls.
Are you going on vacation?
Yes, it's my honeymoon.
Congratulations. Amtrak has vacation packages that include train travel, tours, and lodging for a fixed price.
That sounds interesting.
Let's see what they offer for Niagara Falls.
We'd like to stay 5 nights.
Oh, here's one. You'd stay at the Waterfall Lodge. It's only a 5-minute walk from the falls. And the stay includes a 3-hour sightseeing tour on the boat, the Maid of the Mist.
Great. How much does it cost?
Well, the entire package is $678 per person, and this includes all taxes.
Are there any pictures of the hotel accommodations?
Yes, here you are.
This looks fine. We'll book this package. I'd like 2 tickets to Niagara Falls.
Are you going on vacation?
Yes, it's my honeymoon.
Congratulations. Amtrak has vacation packages that include train travel, tours, and lodging for a fixed price.
That sounds interesting.
Let's see what they offer for Niagara Falls.
We'd like to stay 5 nights.
Oh, here's one. You'd stay at the Waterfall Lodge. It's only a 5-minute walk from the falls. And the stay includes a 3-hour sightseeing tour on the boat, the Maid of the Mist.
Great. How much does it cost?
Well, the entire package is $678 per person, and this includes all taxes.
Are there any pictures of the hotel accommodations?
Yes, here you are.
This looks fine. We'll book this package. How often do you use the internet?
I use it almost every day, but I usually only use it to check my email. I don't often surf the net. You use the internet a lot, don't you?
Yes, I use it to find products and components at the lowest prices for my company. It can be frustrating when the connection is poor.
So you're online 8 hours a day?
Yes, I like the job, though. Sometimes I help other people in the office if they're having trouble online.
How useful do you think the internet is as a source of information?
I think it's fairly useful, but there are 2 big problems. First, a lot of the information you find online is false. Second, when you buy something online, you don't see it until you actually get it.
How do you solve those problems when you're buying something online?
What I do is find the website of shops. Then someone from our company visits the shop and buys when they've seen that the products are genuine and suitable. How often do you use the internet?
I use it almost every day, but I usually only use it to check my email. I don't often surf the net. You use the internet a lot, don't you?
Yes, I use it to find products and components at the lowest prices for my company. It can be frustrating when the connection is poor.
So you're online 8 hours a day?
Yes, I like the job, though. Sometimes I help other people in the office if they're having trouble online.
How useful do you think the internet is as a source of information?
I think it's fairly useful, but there are 2 big problems. First, a lot of the information you find online is false. Second, when you buy something online, you don't see it until you actually get it.
How do you solve those problems when you're buying something online?
What I do is find the website of shops. Then someone from our company visits the shop and buys when they've seen that the products are genuine and suitable. You know, the weather's been awful so far this summer.
I know. This is very unusual for Japan. Usually by now, it's really hot and humid. I'm not sure why, but this summer we've had very little rain and surprisingly cool temperatures.
Well, either way, I love it. I remember last summer. Oh, it was terrible. I didn't have an air conditioner, and my apartment was on the fifth floor. Every night I slept on top of my bed with the windows wide open and a fan 6 inches from my face.
That sounds pretty rough. I guess I've gotten used to the heat, so I don't notice it as much. However, last year was definitely a lot hotter than this year. And to be honest, I am enjoying the break. What are summers like for you back home?
For one thing, there's little humidity. Seattle is right on the ocean, so we always have a nice offshore breeze blowing in, and it doesn't really get hot until late July. That's why I found it so oppressive last year. Our summer is just so different.
Interesting. Seattle sounds like a great place to be during the summer.
You know, the weather's been awful so far this summer.
I know. This is very unusual for Japan. Usually by now, it's really hot and humid. I'm not sure why, but this summer we've had very little rain and surprisingly cool temperatures.
Well, either way, I love it. I remember last summer. Oh, it was terrible. I didn't have an air conditioner, and my apartment was on the fifth floor. Every night I slept on top of my bed with the windows wide open and a fan 6 inches from my face.
That sounds pretty rough. I guess I've gotten used to the heat, so I don't notice it as much. However, last year was definitely a lot hotter than this year. And to be honest, I am enjoying the break. What are summers like for you back home?
For one thing, there's little humidity. Seattle is right on the ocean, so we always have a nice offshore breeze blowing in, and it doesn't really get hot until late July. That's why I found it so oppressive last year. Our summer is just so different.
Interesting. Seattle sounds like a great place to be during the summer.
Now, before we start our first lab, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the workbook you will be using. It is a big book. What you should do is choose the activities you want to do. Part of my job is to help you make your choices. Next, I'd like to say that in each lesson, there are usually two parts. The first is called experiments, and the second is called activities. In the experiments part, the book gives full instructions for all the experiments, including other steps you may take. Choose the steps you wish, as there's plenty of equipment in the lab. In the activities part, you'll find activities you can do in your time. No instructions are given in this part, and you should do them in your own way. If there are no questions, let's turn to Lesson 1 now. Now, before we start our first lab, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the workbook you will be using. It is a big book. What you should do is choose the activities you want to do. Part of my job is to help you make your choices. Next, I'd like to say that in each lesson, there are usually two parts. The first is called experiments, and the second is called activities. In the experiments part, the book gives full instructions for all the experiments, including other steps you may take. Choose the steps you wish, as there's plenty of equipment in the lab. In the activities part, you'll find activities you can do in your time. No instructions are given in this part, and you should do them in your own way. If there are no questions, let's turn to Lesson 1 now.